Thank you for calling customer service. Can you confirm your name once? Yes, Brian. So you yes, there is a paper bill charge, and if you want, you can opt for an email bill, and that will be free of cost for you. Yep. Your email address is already there. Is it what will be your email? Can you confirm again? Fine, I'll inform my team that you have opted for a email bill instead of a paper bill, right? Okay. Can you confirm your email again once I'll just put it back on the account? Fitzgerald will all be on small letters, right? At bigpond.com, right? At Okay, so your email ID is b underscore Fitzgerald at bigpond.com, right? Okay, now the second one. So now since we are You opting for an email bill, there will be no charges, okay? Okay. Sure. What happened? Yes, first, yes, Brian. First, we will try to do the setup on the existing modem which you have with Telstra. But sometimes what happens, Telstra provides a locked modem. That means their service will only work with them, their service, and I mean their service provider, not with any other provider. But still, we will first try to give the service on the existing modem. In case the existing modem is locked or in any case it's not working with our service, then there will be a modem sent from our end, and that will be a one-time charge of $139. That's the tool which we are talking about. See, it will only happen after the 10 days cooling off period as per law. Once it gets over, then we will help you with the connection. Your accounts manager will update you about the proceedings of your NBN connection as it starts. No worries. Kindly call us and let us know if you need any help, okay? Welcome. Bye-bye.